This is the reading for September 7th. Isaiah chapter 61. The Lord God has put His Spirit in me, because the Lord has appointed me to tell the good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort those whose hearts are broken, to tell the captives they are free, and to tell the prisoners they are released. He has sent me to announce the time when the Lord will show His kindness, and the time when our God will punish evil people. He has sent me to comfort all those who are sad, and to help the sorrowing people of Jerusalem. I will give them a crown to replace their ashes, and the oil of gladness to replace their sorrow, and clothes of praise to replace their spirit of sadness. Then they will be called trees of goodness, trees planted by the Lord to show His greatness. They will rebuild the old ruins and restore the places destroyed long ago. They will repair the ruined cities that were destroyed for so long. My people, foreigners, will come to tend your sheep. People from other countries will tend your fields and vineyards. You will be called priests to the Lord. You will be named the servants of our God. You will have riches from all the nations on earth, and you will take pride in them. Instead of being ashamed, my people will receive twice as much wealth. Instead of being disgraced, they will be happy because of what they receive. They will receive a double share of the land, so their happiness will continue forever. I, the Lord, love justice. I hate stealing and everything that is wrong. I will be fair and give my people what they should have, and I will make an agreement with them that will continue forever. Everyone in all nations will know the children of my people, and their children will be known among the nations. Anyone who sees them will know that they are people the Lord has blessed. The Lord makes me very happy. All that I am rejoices in my God. He has covered me with clothes of salvation and wrapped me with a coat of goodness, like a bridegroom dressed for his wedding, like a bride dressed in jewels. The earth causes plants to grow, and a garden causes the seeds planted in it to grow. In the same way, the Lord God will make goodness and praise come from all the nations. Isaiah chapter 62. Because I love Jerusalem, I will continue to speak for her. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not stop speaking until her goodness shines like a bright light, until her salvation burns bright like a flame. Jerusalem, the nations will see your goodness, and all kings will see your glory. Then you will have a new name, which the Lord Himself will give you. You will be like a beautiful crown in the Lord's hand, like a king's crown in your God's hand. You will never again be called the people that God left, nor your land the land that God destroyed. You will be called the people God loves, and your land will be called the bride of God, because the Lord loves you. And your land will belong to Him as a bride belongs to her husband. As a young man marries a woman, so your children will marry your land. As a man rejoices over his new wife, so your God will rejoice over you. Jerusalem, I have put guards on the walls to watch. They must not be silent day or night. You people who remind the Lord of your needs in prayer should never be quiet. You should not stop praying to Him until He builds up Jerusalem and makes it a city all people will praise. The Lord has made a promise, and by His power He will keep His promise. He said, I will never again give your grain as food to your enemies. I will not let your enemies drink the new wine that you have worked to make. The person who gathers food will eat it, and he will praise the Lord. The person who gathers the grapes will drink the wine in the courts of my temple. Go through the gates. Make the way ready for the people. Build up the road. Move all the stones off the road. Raise the banner as a sign for the people. The Lord is speaking to all the faraway lands. Tell the people of Jerusalem, look, your Savior is coming. He is bringing your reward to you. He is bringing His payment with Him. His people will be called the holy people, the saved people of the Lord, and Jerusalem will be called the city God wants, the city God has not rejected.